room and render him unconscious before using duct tape and filming him in a compromising position. But things went tragically wrong after they realized they couldn't wake Melgar, who had sadly died from the chokehold Didolf administered. Didolf was initially given 10 years behind bars for his actions that night. While Felix, Williams, and Didolf's actions may be an extreme example of hazing, it serves to highlight what can happen in a culture where degradation and humiliation are considered an almost ritualistic part of service. While it can be seen as all in good fun and a way to accept another into the fold, it does far more harm than good. Arguments that it's a tradition and isn't meant cruelly doesn't work on those who take it too far, and harmless jibes can quickly turn into more sinister hazing activities like the destruction of property, forced acts of service, threats, or sexual assault. When the no-big-deal hazing-like name-calling and sillier rituals occur, it perpetuates the systemic issue that leads to the extreme and cruel acts committed under the same guise. While some will claim hazing no longer takes place, court cases, studies, and reports all show this is to the contrary. Strong combatants who insist otherwise show that there's still a dissonance between what is and isn't considered hazing, and that the issue isn't as widespread or prevalent as it has been in the past. How the military is trying to prevent hazing. In 2018, the Department of Defense issued a new prevention and response program to address the need for leadership commitment and accountability. In 2020, this was updated to add responsibilities for the 43 states and territories of the non-federalized National Guard and to state that leaders at all levels must be held accountable for creating an atmosphere of inclusion free from harassment. As part of this, the Army introduced an updated Not My Squad awareness campaign, developed new data collection and tracking methods, refined reporting procedures and investigation times, and worked on improving annual training and accountability.